You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Something interesting here as we jump into a new year. And maybe for some people, they've resolved to try to, I don't know, be a little bit more adventurous, get out, try some new things. Well, the poster child for all of this apparently is this woman from jolly old England. Her name is Jess. And during the pandemic, she found that she was getting a little depressed, a little down. She thought, maybe what I need to do is bust out and try some new things. As soon as I'm able to get out after, you know, the pandemic started to wane a little bit, she was like, maybe I need to get out and try some new things. So her original goal was that she was going to try something new every day for 100 days. Which I love that, right? It's like
that's
100
easy.
Days,
yeah.
Something new every day.
Pretty cool.
Well, Jeremy, when April ended and she came up on those 100 days, she said, I want to do some more.
Yeah.
She's like, what if I tried this for a full year? Now, in all honesty, she got to the point where she realized she couldn't do a new thing every single day. So instead, she said, I'm just going to do 365 new things this year. And on some days, she might do 5 or 10 new things. And then she wasn't under pressure the next day. But the point is, 365 days, 365 new things that she tried. They were firsts for her. Like, you might be wondering, using a sewing machine, joining a gardening group. She tried origami. She dyed her hair pink. I love this one. She did a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle by herself. She completed a paint-by-numbers. She had never done that before. I love this, too. She learned to pick a lock.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we all like to learn that? I'd
cool.
like to learn
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you lock yourself out of your shed or something?
For the first time in her life, she ate using chopsticks. She played chess for the first time. She changed a car tire. She whittled.
That's the thing about this list. I mean, at the beginning of this, it sounds like quite a feat to accomplish. You know, you're like, yeah. My God, 365 days. Do I have to climb like 14ers and learn how to rebuild an engine or fly a plane, take flight lessons or something? Hmm. But when you look at this, it's just like little things, which makes it so easy. But at the end of the day, actually, for her, truly at the end of the day, she's like, I kind of accomplished something, even though it was tiny, like eating with chopsticks for the first time. I mean, how many people can say that they've even eaten with chopsticks? So that's a big thing for her.
So I think you're making a good point here, because we tend to think of, you know, when you first hear about this, you're thinking that it is some sort of challenge.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
But instead, you've got to remember that what she's putting the emphasis on is simply trying new things. That doesn't mean it has to be difficult. It's just new for her.
Correct. Like using a bidet was on the list. I mean, she.
Right.
I have never used a bidet, so that would be one for me.
She fed a tortoise.
There you go.
All right.
Made a scarecrow. Went to a casino.
Mm-hmm.
Went to puppy yoga. You know, it really is little things that you. That you can experience, and it just makes you more of a well-rounded person, you know?
She pulled a pint in a pub. So in other words, she went around behind the bar, and she actually got to fill the pint glass like the bartenders do. She went line dancing. She went speed dating. So she tried 365 new things.
I don't know what it is about this story, but I just, I love it. I love it so much, and I don't know why I love it so much. It's just so, there's a cute factor to it. There's a cool factor to it.
Well, you are a man of routine. And so this might appeal, this might tickle a bone inside of you, because you're very routine based. And maybe this is something that will.
I am. And there's something about this new year. There is something inside me for this new year that I'm wanting to do some different things. I'm really making reading more a goal. Mm-hmm. I want to buy a record player because I want to start listening to records, to vinyl, Dom. That's going to be one of my big things this year. Yeah. Yesterday, I did something I've never done. I hooked up with a guy on an Instagram account, and I bought something from him. I've never purchased anything from anyone online like that. I made contact with him. He's going to the post office. I Venmo'd him money, and I'm going to be getting something from a random guy who lives in San Diego. and it's going to be shipped to my house. And I, you know, it, for me,
have
that
you
was.
Ever purchased anything on eBay?
No.
Because you were afraid of that transaction.
I've sold things on eBay. But yeah, but to put confidence in somebody that lives in California that they're going to go to the post office and mail me something?
Well, that's one thing.
Venmo money?
I don't want to get too far off track, but I mean, that's the beautiful thing about eBay is you can look up in the top right-hand corner, and
yes.
it shows how many transactions they've done.
I know,
and,
that's easy. This is more mysterious and dangerous to me. That's why I'm like, this is so not like me that I'm not going to a reputable service.
Look, I don't talk about this a lot, but I'm going to say, I just need to talk about it now. New year, new us. I have noticed a huge change in you in the last 3 to 5 years.
As far
you
as?
You have really changed a lot in the last 3 to 5 years. Because...
For the good or for the worse?
Way better.
How?
Don't you remember how I used to beat you up constantly because you were so afraid of new different things?
Yeah.
And you have suddenly, it's like, and I don't know if it's with the kids. I don't know if that's what it is. Or just, you know, as you approach the age of 40 or whatever. But you have become way more adventurous than you used to be. And
good.
I could not be happier.
That's fantastic. I love hearing that. I'm
because
trying my
I
best.
To,
I'm very much
do...
in my bubble. You know, I'm like my little tin bubble and I don't get out of it
correct.
Much. But this feels
correct.
Good. I'm glad you said that.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying you've gone crazy.
Oh, I'm going crazy,
let's,
Dom. I'm buying things off Instagram.
See, baby steps, dude.
I'm buying a record player.
Baby steps, but that still warms my heart because
no,
I used
good.
To always, I mean, we would get done with the show and there would be times I'd be like, God, I wish this guy would get out of Littleton and go do some things,
yeah.
you know, and now you do. And it's like, oh, that's great. You know, you took a trip to Southern California.
Yeah.
And I was like, 5 years ago, you would not. You would be like,
"Oh, that's crazy!"
There.
I've been to Kauai.
Well,
I've been to the Bahamas. I've been to Playa del Carmen. I've been all over.
I know, with your family, but
no,
I'm
that was
saying...
solo. That was just me and Nick Nack.
Okay,
I've traveled. You make it sound like I've never been anywhere.
No, but you even admit, you know, that you're a routine guy.
I do like my
and
routines.
You have started busting out of that.
That's awesome.
And I think, and I'll tell you when it happened at about the same time that you suddenly made friends.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yes, of course.
There's a correlation because we also used to laugh on the show. You had no friends.
I had two friends. That's it.
Two. But they were all from years and years ago, part of your routine,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, yes.
And you started, because you had kids, you started meeting other people, the parents of your kids' friends.
Yeah, the social group exploded, and you're forced to do things.
You have been like a flower that is
that.
Opening up.
I'm a flower, you
you're
guys.
You're a flower. And I think it's fan flipping test.
Well, I love that. Thank you. I don't
so
know. I didn't want this to turn
you.
Into me. This segment wasn't about me.
But let me ask you because, I mean, hey, listen, listeners can relate to all of this.
Yeah.
Everyone who's listening right now is either like you were or they were like I was or whatever, kind of, you know, disgusted that somebody that they knew wouldn't get out there. So let me ask you, can we come up with 5 things for you to try new in the next month?
Yes, we could. Yes, we could, and I would. We've got what, 3.5 weeks, ish, to get it
for
accomplished.
For you to accomplish,
to accomplish 5 things. Yeah, as long as they're not too insane. I'm not going to go take
that's just
piloting
it.
Lessons or anything
no,
like
no,
that.
No, it doesn't have to be. That's what. Look, you have to take a tip from Jess over in England. You've got to just try some new things.
I mean, she made a lampshade. She grew a plant from a seed. I feel like I could do those. Are you going to come up with these or what?
I don't
know. Or do we want
I
suggestions?
Think between us and with the listeners,
I'll take
they can
suggestions.
Text because we're really trying to. Jeremy is coming out of his shell over the last couple of years, and we want him to like burst out now.
I'm up for it.
Okay.
As long as they're not too ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to get the text messages of people who are like, you know, go skydiving. It doesn't have to be that.
Go skydiving naked. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
always like everyone's that. Default for whatever reason is skydiving.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Just little things like, have you tried sushi? Because I know you don't like sushi, but you tried that.
I eat sushi, but I don't eat the raw fish variety. Like I'll eat a,
but my question
like
is
a crab
you,
roll.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Oh, okay. Well, that can't be one then.
Yeah.
Sarah wrote in, kind of going off track a little bit. She goes, all of this makes me think, how the heck do older people make friends?
It's so true. It's so kids were extremely beneficial for me when it comes to that, because you meet so many different friend groups from school and then sporting events and you know, various other things. You branch off. But yeah, have kids, Sarah. Have some, pop out some babies.